Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood. But I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Oh, it's so awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. We're here every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Make sure you set your clock just in case sometimes you get busy in the day. Let that little ringer, ring. And oh yeah, we got to tune in. So thank you so much. You know, it's amazing the chaos that we're seeing around the world. You know, I was thinking, you know, as you know, I titled this message, His Trumpet Call. You know, today's conflicts, there's two words that are really hard for me to say, so bear with me as I try to say them. One of the words is called aluminum foil. I can never say that word. And the other word that's hard for me to say is humanitarian. Well, the Geneva Academy of the International Humanitarian Law reports as of today. Do you realize it monitors 110 armed conflicts around the world? We know that in the Middle East, they have in North Africa, 45 armed conflicts. Where? Cyprus, Egypt, Iraq, Israel, Libya, Morocco, Palestine, Syria, Turkey, Yemen, and Western Sahara. Do you realize in Asia alone, 21 armed conflicts with over 19 armed groups? Where? Afghanistan, India, Myanmar, Pakistan, and the Philippines. Did you know that also that India also is in conflict with China? Do you realize that in Europe, there are 7 armed conflicts? We know today that Russia is occupying Ukraine, but also Moldova. Also, Armenia is occupying parts of Azerbaijan. I can never say that word either. Also, Latin America. you know, there are six armed conflicts, but they're split between three in Mexico, three in Colombia. And do you realize it's the first time ever Mexico is characterized by the NIAC's involvement, which involving gangs, drug cartels? Why did they add them to the violence? Well, because the violence is so severe and the criminal organizations, the intensity of the violence of the drug cartels, it's absolutely terrible. We have global conflict all around us, but mostly what we hear today in America, we hear about Ukraine, Russia, and Israel, and Palestine. Yet there are so many other wars that we don't hear about. Yemen is a civil war. Do you understand the civil war in Yemen, where literally thousands are being killed? Sudan? What about the civil war in Sudan? Thousands and thousands and thousands of innocent people are being killed. What about in Ethiopia? The rebellion in different regions are rising tensions with Eritrea. So why are you speaking about that, Dr. Luana? Why are you telling us that? Well, I'm telling you for a reason, which does not include the sin that runs rampant in our own nation. Murder, abortion, lust, porn, sex trafficking, pride like Sodom and Gomorrah, idolatry, drunkenness, hatred, false religions, false gods. And at the same time, guess what? The church is living in one of the greatest times of history. The church is living in the midst of all of this stuff here. Can I tell you why? Because one day Jesus is going to sound that trumpet at any moment, at any time, and we will be caught up to meet Jesus in the air. You know, I hear many, many today that teach that the church is going to go through the tribulation. No, no, no. That is such a dangerous teaching. God's word is so clear. And when people teach that, well, I don't know. I've heard well-known preachers that I've known for years. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe, you know, mid-trib, or maybe we're going to go through the trib. I said, no, that's bad teaching. That leads people astray. You see, the church will not go through the tribulation. Number one, why? Because we are in Christ, and you and I cannot be judged twice. You know, second, because our sins were judged at the cross, paid by a sinless Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Do you know, it's amazing to me. God's word is so rich and so powerful. Romans chapter 12, reading in verses 1. Romans chapter 5, reading in verses 1 and 2. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into his grace, in which we will stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of our God. You see, we came to Christ by faith, justified through the precious blood of the Lamb. And I'm not talking about those that have said that prayer and you're back into the world. I'm not talking about you. I hate to tell you this, but you're probably going to get left behind. You need to straighten up, get back into the church and do what God says for you to do. Why? Because the tribulation is the great wrath of God. Did you hear me? The tribulation, let me say it again, is the wrath of God coming upon. It is the most, it's 7 years of the most dreadful nature that will ever come to those who rebelled and stayed in wickedness. It is a dreadful time for the lukewarm, who those who forsook the path of faith and forsook the path of righteousness. You see, the church is your safety. The church is your place of safety. The cross of Calvary, the church is what Jesus died for. He loves you so much. Our Heavenly Father loves His church, the bride. The bride of Christ is to be without wrinkle, without spot, making herself ready. You ever see a bride that's full of tomato sauce, dirt, filthy tennis shoes, chomping gum, her hair all messed up? No, you've never seen a bride that looks ugly. I've never, in all these years, I've never ever seen an ugly bride. A bride is beautiful. She's getting herself ready. She's fixing her hair. She's getting her beautiful dress. She's getting new shoes. She's putting on her pearls or earrings. The bride is getting ready to stand before, you know, her groom. Well, the church is called the bride of Christ, and Jesus is our groom. He is the master, the savior, the rock of ages. And you and I have to understand something. That trumpet call is soon at hand. Can I tell you that God wants to rescue those? Listen, you're listening to my program today, and you say, well, you know, I don't know. No, you need to listen to me. That cross is our protection. The same way that the ark was the protection for Noah. You know, the Bible said, you know, the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever. For he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There will be giants on the earth in those days. Do you understand what is happening here? God saw the wickedness of the time of Noah. And you know what he told Noah? He said, Noah, build an ark. And you know what? And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the ark. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. For over 100 years, Noah tried to warn the people. He tried to preach. When does God say enough today? You see, God protected Noah. He protected Noah, his wife, his son Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives. He told them, get in the ark, Noah, it's time. And they went into the ark to Noah. All the animals went into the ark. And then guess what? God said, Noah, it's time, get in the ark. It's time to come to the cross. One day the wrath of God is going to come upon the earth. And there are so many Christians that are backslidden. There are so many people that are lukewarm. One day, Jesus is going to sound the trumpet. The Bible says that the cross is our place of refuge, and God will make a way of our escape. How are we going to escape the great tribulation, the cross of Calvary? How are we going to escape the same way that God told Noah to make an ark? Jesus is our ark. That cross is our ark. When we come to Him, Jesus is going to call us home. What about the time when God brought judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah? How come God spared Lot? You know what? Because Abraham prayed. Abraham prayed, and God sent angels in there to rescue Lot and his wife and his two daughters. And their son-in-laws, his son-in-laws said, ah, you're just joking. How many are listening to my program today, and you think that God is just joking? You know, when you read this Bible, you can get into the Word of God. Revelation chapters 1 through 3, you can see the church. Revelation chapter 4, the church is taken up into heaven. The bride of Christ is taken up. You see, if the church was anywhere after between chapter 4 of Revelation to chapter 19, if the church was there, the church would be mentioned. But he doesn't mention the church. You see, if we were going to go through the tribulation, Jesus would say, well, the church, hang in there. No, will people get saved after the tribulation? Yes. The Bible says that the virgin Jews will be raised up and they'll become witnesses. That all of a sudden, Israel After 3.5 years of the tribulation, they're going to realize that they made a terrible mistake, and they're going to realize that the Antichrist is the Antichrist. And you know what? They're going to run to the cross of Calvary. Many of them will become Christians, born again. And Jesus tells you and I, he tells you and I that we've got to be ready. Jesus is coming, church. Listen, that trumpet is going to sound. I think a lot of people make a terrible mistake for two reasons. Number one, they think that Jesus, okay, Revelation chapter 4, when we go to meet him in the air, that's the first time. This is where people make a terrible mistake when they read the book of Revelation. They think that Jesus is only going to come down once. No, we're going to meet him in the air. Well, what do you mean, Dr. Luana? What do you mean? Well, let me read it to you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, reading in verse 16. For the Lord himself would descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Revelation chapter 19 is when Jesus comes and his feet hit the ground. This first part is Jesus is taking his church off the earth to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes like a thief in the night. We have to understand Jesus is coming. He's going to call that, he's going to sound that trumpet. And only those that are ready are going to go up. People think, well, everybody's going to go up. Well, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. You live like the devil's hell, and you want to go to Jesus' house. I beg your pardon. There's no ashtrays in heaven. There's no porno in heaven. There's none of that. So if you plan to go to his house, you better get your life in order. Everybody says, I can just do whatever I want to do. No, you can't. Do you know what Jesus tells you and I? Let me read to you out of Luke chapter 4. This is so powerful. Then Jesus said to his disciples. Now remember, he's speaking to his disciples. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, for which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? What is he telling us? And then he goes on, and which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? You have to be careful not to let your mind be so crazy, caught up in the world. He says, be anxious for nothing. You know what he tells us? He says, but I do not seek that you should eat, and do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek, and your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them. Do you know what you and I are supposed to do? We're supposed to get ready for Jesus. We have to trust him with every single thing that we do in life. Do you know what he says to you and I? He says, know this, that if the master of the house, he's talking about you, he's talking about me. Know this, that if the master of the house, what house? You, where Jesus dwells, had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. You see, bad teaching has taught people, well, you got plenty of time. You can still goof around. We got plenty of time. No, I'm telling you, you got to make yourself ready today. Let me read to you in Matthew chapter 24. This is Jesus speaking to the saints. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. What does he tell you and I? But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. You see, he's coming. He's going to call us home. The Bible says that one day the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. Well, Revelation chapter 4 tells you very clearly. I'm reading in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet, speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne sat in heaven, and the one who sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like jasper and sardius, stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, an appearance like an emerald. What did John see? John saw the throne of God. What else did he see? He said, I saw the 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. Can I tell you, angels don't get crowns. The church is up immediately. He's getting literally a vision of what's going to take place after this. After what? Jesus in chapters, Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3, is in the midst of the churches. He's warning the churches. He's the only one that he doesn't warn is the Church of Philadelphia. You know what he tells the Church of Philadelphia? He says this. He says, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole earth to test those who dwell on the earth. You see, my dear friend, there is a wrath that is coming. There is a wrath that is coming. The wrath of God is coming. The great tribulation is coming. Are you ready to stand before God? Are you ready to make heaven your home? Oh, don't tell me that God's not coming. No. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. The great tribulation is called the wrath of God. It is the wrath of God. And if you want to know what happens, all you got to do is read Revelation chapter 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all the way to 19, and your hair will stand up. It is the worst thing that we can even imagine that's going to happen during the great tribulation. Why? Why would you wait? Get ready now. Get your house in order, church. Come to Jesus today. Serve God with all your heart. Warn your friends. Warn the backslider. Warn the lukewarm. Warn everyone that you love and know. Warn the grocery clerk. Warn the mailman. Warn everybody. Jesus is going to call his church home. Are you ready? Are you ready? Pray with me right now. You're backslidden. You're away from God. Pray with me. Jesus, forgive me. I want to be ready, Lord. I don't want to be left behind. That's why we have all the wars that are happening right now. The Antichrist is getting ready to set himself in position, folks. Wake up, wake up, wake up, O church, O thou that sleepeth. Wake up, for the Lord is calling. Amen. Please come to church. I love you. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. I'm telling you, I am so stirred within my heart. You're in the San Diego area. I really want to encourage you to come up to church Every Sunday, 10 a.m., we have a church service. A church alive is worth the drive, I promise you. Bring your Bible, bring your notebook. I will walk you through the Word of God and help you understand it. It's so powerful. Come on out. Every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., a church alive is worth the drive. Do not delay. Don't take your time. Don't ignore the call of God. Thank you so much for your support as well. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch From Above. Don't forget to visit my website, touchfromabove.org. God bless you. I love you. You are important. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.
Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you. Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry. Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.